The renowned British conductor and early music expert Nicholas McGeegan is the conductor for Sunday's Philadelphia Orchestra concert broadcast on WRTI. McGeegan, an accomplished harpsichordist and flutist, specializes in Baroque and early Romantic repertoire. But as WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, this doesn't stop him from being a strong advocate for new music.
Nick McGeegan loves to hear and tell stories about composers, and whereas he acknowledges it's easier to get first-hand anecdotes from living musicians, those from the past can also reveal themselves if we take the trouble to dig a little deeper.
People like Bach were real people. Musical genius, yes, but he also liked a glass of beer. He smoked a pipe. He was a man. He was a human being. How did you say? A very large family. Can you imagine telling bedtime stories in the Bach family?
Go on. It would be a recital.
It would be a recital, yeah. So he had a sense of humour, we presume. So one's apt to think of composers as writing this music as if they're sort of separate from the rest of us. And actually, they're not.
McGeegan has an incomparable reputation in the field of original practices in early music, where conventional wisdom has it that string players held rather than vibrated their fingers on the strings, something many musicians, including those of the Philadelphia Orchestra, are apt to respect.
I don't have to say, no vibrato this week. I generally have to say, you can use a little vibrato,
Fine. Oh, really? Oh, because I would have thought, out of respect for you, that they would be very flat on
this. I'm actually saying use a little bit more, because they
and
did.
Why?
Well, they did use vibrato in the 18th century on what you might call the blue notes, the jazzy ones. So if you're in D major and you're playing a G sharp right. or a B flat that aren't part of the key, it's okay to use a little vibrato, and the treatises say it's okay.
In an all-Bach program, Nicholas McGeegan conducts the Philadelphia Orchestra in concert on WRTI this Sunday afternoon.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.